Case number 10,892, Thomas M. and Amanda Rosenthal, southwest of Road 62, Whaley's Road, north of Road 64, Waitsville Road, a variance from the height requirement.
Names and addresses, please. Do you both swear or affirm the testimony about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you.
Just to clarify, the letter with the request for variance says a request for a variance from a height requirement, and we're really asking for a variance to not have to put up a fence around our swimming pool. You guys have had
That's the same thing.
Same thing, okay.
Mm-hmm. It was confusing to us, sorry.
We didn't know. Our request is based on us living in a large field with no immediate neighbors. We're approximately at the closest, a third or a half a mile from the closest neighbor, and no neighbors in some directions. We have a large pond that apparently does not require a fence around it, which is 200 feet from our swimming pool, and it didn't really make sense that we go ahead and put a fence around the pool, yet you're welcome to drown in the pond all day long. Mm-hmm. So we're here with that request. We have additional photos of the... And that's the nature of our request for the variance. So we have approval, verbal approval of three of the neighbors. We have not heard from the others.
We had submitted the survey. Do you have a copy of that? Okay.
This parcel is 80 acres?
The original parcel. We have acquired other pieces to it since
around
that time.
This. Adjacent property that's probably up to 100 now.
Okay.
Is there no state requirement or public health requirement that you have a fence?
Susan had asked me to call Wilmington, and they said there's a state requirement for public pools, but not for private.
Not for insurance?
No, we checked on that too.
I have a pool too. Insurance company make you put a fence around it.
That's what John just asked.
I called our insurance company and they said that was not a requirement.
I mean, it's really not a zoning factor. I'm surprised that the state has no similar requirement, but
maybe because of the size of the parcel.
Yeah,
we had 200 acres.
Different insurance company.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you may want to find out who theirs is.
And I'm not taking that chance.
No, right.
I'm not taking that chance. No, no.
But you do make a very valid point. You've got a pond that you could drown in.
Yeah, it didn't make any sense to us then.
Because he has a pond next door.
Yes, yeah, so I do have a pond too.
Well, then it even makes less sense for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. Got a pond too.
Okay. Yeah. Isn't that Okay. I don't know. Are there any? Any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
Do you have kids?
Yes. 11 and 13, two boys.
Do you have kids over, too?
We do.
Okay.
But we've had kids over swimming in the pond before we put the pool in. So it's kind of the same.
He just can't help giving grandfatherly advice. That's
his EMT training is just won't let him...
Okay. Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
Well, in compliance with meeting the standards for granting a variance, you folks have written responses to the standards. Can you just briefly summarize those standards and how your request meets those standards?
In looking over what I had written, we didn't feel that it really affected any of the neighbors or was a risk if people were to trespass. Certainly they would be, I don't feel a 4-foot fence would keep them out of the pool. And as we mentioned, the pond is is very close and certainly deeper than the swimming pool. And so we didn't feel it was a public welfare issue or safety issue, certainly.
If our house was actually on the road, like you see a lot of farmhouses, I mean, I believe that would be a different standard, and we understand that. But if someone is back where the pool and the pond is, they're truly trespassing. You don't just wander back there, is, I guess.
Certainly we understand the requirement if you lived in a development and if you had neighbors that were in close proximity, but it didn't seem to apply to this situation.
Well, I like what you wrote as far as uniqueness. It is very isolated in the middle of a 100-acre farm. I also like that the question hasn't been created by the applicant, and you have no, this is a county rule. Very creative. Otherwise, I think you've addressed the standards. That's all.
Okay. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
Mr. Chairman, we received a letter in favor of.
Okay. Thank you. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Looking for a motion, I'm sorry.
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we approve case number 10,892, as I think the applicants have addressed the standards.
Can I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. McCabe that we approve case number 10,892. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed?
Nay.
Okay, by a vote of 4-1, case number 10,892 is approved.
Thank you.
Excuse me.